Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Chuta's case, Esther, because listen, I'm seeing some beautiful and good things in studio right now. I just have to let you go, my friend. If I had that sound, boo, 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 I'd be doing that right now. Very good afternoon to you and welcome to the second hour of the program for this afternoon. And right now, it's a joyful moment, I must say. When was it? I think about two months ago.
The 5th of June.
You even remember? Yes. 5th of June. I sat on the side and she sat on the very same seat. And I'm not going to give you the name as yet. I'll give it to you shortly. But anyway, we spoke about her journey into pageantry and spoke more about the which was then her current journey, running for Miss Gauteng.
Yes,
and guess what? She was in the running for Miss Gauteng then. But today, in the flesh, we have got the reigning Miss Gauteng 2025. Good afternoon, my baby.
Good afternoon, Luko.
Oh,
I'm so happy
so
to
beautiful.
Be back.
You're looking gorgeous.
Thank you.
How are you feeling, though?
Yo.
How long has it been?
It has been 3 weeks now.
Still feels like it was yesterday, right?
Still feels so surreal. I don't want to lie.
Oh, man. Take us through the journey, leading up to the day from the last time we touched base with you. I understand that you were running a lot of projects and in the midst of that, balancing that with school as well. Mm-hmm. How has it been juggling all of that?
Sure. It has been a crazy experience. I think I'll use crazy because there's been a lot going on. I mean, being a student and also being a Miss Gauteng exclusive finalist then was quite a lot of work.
Yeah.
But from the last time we met, I think I was really having a lot of fun throughout
you
my
were.
Journey. I was having so much fun. We had so many tasks to do. We had workshops to attend.
Mm.
I had my own activities, you know, set aside so that they could see that my hard work, you know, sets me apart.
Yeah.
So I did have like, you know, Instagram series going on that were on entrepreneurship. You know, I had days where I went out to give back for Mandela Day.
Mm.
There were days where we were called for the Miss GE workshops, and
sure,
it was nothing short of an amazing experience because I was also built, you know, internally.
Mm.
I learned certain things about myself that I didn't know, and I got to actually put myself out there. So it has been a crazy journey. I think if I walk through everything, that would take us
the whole day.
But it has really been amazing. I think even leading up to the finale, I still remember when my name was called as the overall winner for Miss Gauteng Exclusive Finale. I couldn't believe it. Like, I didn't even release tears because it was like, okay, someone pinch me. What's going on? So it has been amazing.
I can imagine. I think we all get into competitions to win it. Let's be realistic. But I think somewhere along the way, not just imposter syndrome, but the realization that almost everybody in the competition is there with a purpose, that everybody in the competition is pretty, that everybody in the, you know, you look at all those things and you think to yourself, it's not really an obvious that I'll make it as much as I desire it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what really matters is to make sure you push on in your own race and remind us again, they always say, what did you stand for? What did you advocate for leading up to? Because I know there's always just something. I'm a children's advocate. What did you advocate for?
So like I said the first time when I came here, that I advocate for children's literacy and skills development. So I spoke about the children's literacy the other day when I came here for my interview, and I spoke about how it was inspired by how reading actually built my confidence.
Mm.
But today I'd just like to share that skills development was actually an advocacy I picked up along the way throughout my journey, because I had the honor of partnering up with PM Skills House, which is a skills development training institution. So as a university student, right, you know that as learners or as varsity students, you know, were exposed to this world for the first time.
Yeah.
And you are now introduced to something called financial literacy.
Mm.
And partnering up with PM Skills House taught me that skills development can be as simple as teaching a first-year student how to manage your money. So that has been a great advocacy I discovered, because for me, it's quite relevant, you know, to teach young people, my peers, you know, what it means to create a budget, you know, what it means to have a credit account and so on. So that is something I did pick up along the way.
Here's something that's really impressing me as you speak. So they always talk about the different dresses and things that we need to wear before we get to certain stages. And they're like, your graduation gown and all that. Mm-hmm. And I'm picturing them like, you got another one that represents an entire province.
Yeah.
Isn't that just beautiful? I remember, I think it was actually you who said your mom had given you a challenge as well to try and balance this journey with your academics. You had to make sure that your academics did not take a knock from all of
exactly
how hard has that been going?
Yo,
because you can't let mommy down.
I can't. Exactly. You know, I also can't let myself down in the same breath. I think it has been a challenge. That's the word. It has been a challenge. But I think what has pushed me is that even with Miss Gauteng exclusive, I had to make my parents believe that I want this.
Yeah.
So I couldn't just say that, oh no, this is not too much. You know, I had to find a way. If it meant that I have to create a timetable where I know that for certain hours I have to be studying, or for certain hours I'm dedicating this time to Miss Gauteng exclusive projects, I had to do that and just be disciplined enough to know that when my parents say, hey girl, can we see the semester test mark? Yeah. You know, I should be able to produce.
True.
So it has been a challenge, but it has taught me that, you know, even in life, you know, once you finish university, there'll never be a time where you're focused on one task.
Yeah.
Life means multitasking. You need to be able to run different aspects of your life while ensuring that everything is on sale.
Can I just say, I understand exactly how that feels. I was telling somebody this afternoon that I enrolled into data analytics not knowing that was so much work for me. And I'm literally a couple of weeks away, but I've been doing so well that when they released graduation dates, I absolutely knew I'm in there. But the thing is, I'm still not done with my tasks. I'm left with like 4 weeks of the tasks. But I'm like, I'm drowning. I don't know. I can't breathe. Sometimes people walk into the desk where I sit and they're like, you don't look okay. I'm like, I'm not okay. So I understand this multitasking and balancing, but also it's about how much you want it.
Exactly.
How much you want it. Now let's have the subtle talk.
Okay.
You got the Miss Gauteng exclusive, and I understand it comes with its own responsibilities. But past this stage, because you are only a first-year student, right? Past this, there's still school to go on. But are you looking into other pageants within the journey, or are you going to take a break and say, let me breathe, let me breathe, this is a lot? Because I know there's bigger ones. I won't miss SA, and I want to see you there, definitely. What do you want to do? What are you thinking? What's in your head?
Okay, so now that I am the new Miss Gauteng Exclusive 2025 Ambassador, my focus is actually reigning for my year, period. So I really want to make sure that I leave a mark, so that once my journey comes to an end, they must know that Nhlalala Mashele reigned. My focus right now is really just ensuring that I'm consistent with the work that I was doing as a finalist. You know, being a queen doesn't mean it's my time to sit.
Of course.
So for now, my eyes are still set on reigning well. When it comes to entering other pageants, we'll still see that.
It'll take a pause for now.
I
love what you just said. It's time for you to reign well and leave an impact. Because sometimes we run for the prize. Once we get it, we don't hold it responsibly. We don't know what to do with it. So I'm glad, because it means this wasn't just about the sash and that crown in your head, but it was more of a responsibility role.
That's so true.
And listen, you're a young person there, little K.
Yes.
But you are a very responsible 2K. And so I really trust you, and I believe you to hold this crown with integrity. Just lastly, what would you like to say just to everybody that supported you? Because I think this is very important as well. You had a lot of people carry you along the journey. And guys, she doesn't even need to say it. I'm going to say it. Her mom. Yeah. Hi, more guys.
You're making her emotional
guys,
now.
Her mom. Guys. I've dealt with this a lot, and moms are mostly supportive, and dads sometimes, But I see your mom go with you everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And I'm just like, yo, guys, she's got a life of her own. You must remember that.
I know that.
So I'm giving her her crown right now, yes. By the way. I'm giving her her crown. She deserves it. But who else would you really just want to say thank you to?
Yo. Luco, you want me in studio for the whole day, man? Okay, so my journey, I have had so many supporters. Mm. I think I'd like to start off with how, you know, in our journeys, we always know that you have family, yeah. You have friends. But I'd like to start off with a special recognition for all the people that I've met along the way who became supporters. I think when I hosted my first Women's Day High Tea, this is something I also like to add. I met so many new personalities, you know, people who became my supporters along the way. I'm putting this out there first because sometimes, most of the time throughout your journey, you find what we call destiny helpers.
Yeah.
And I think my journey has just been so evident of what it looks like to walk with God.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Secondly, my family. My mom.
I understand.
My dad, my sisters, my aunts, my grandmother, my uncles, both maternal and paternal, have been very present throughout my journey. For some who couldn't even be there sometimes physically, their online support has been crazy, you know.
Yeah.
Something as simple as liking my poster on Instagram, you know, liking a picture when I ask them to comment. For me, that is support. And I've seen that in so many ways. I've had friends who I was pestering to vote every week, you know, even just as a student, you know. Someone giving out a 30 rands to vote for you, that means a lot, you know. That's
true.
A huge difference it makes in your journey. So my journey has been amazing. Like, yo, I can't even count everyone, but I have had so many supporters.
Yeah.
And to them, I just want to say thank you, you know. I even ran short of words when it comes to that because they have been there, whether it was through a call and I needed a prayer just to motivate me to keep on going, you know, whether it was to be there when I needed to go and judge, they have held my hand. And even when they couldn't be there physically, just to call me, it has been more than enough. So I just want to say thank you and may God continue to bless them in their different ways that they need in their lives. So, yeah.
Wow. La-la-la. That's about it. We got to wrap up our conversation, my lovey. But I needed to make sure that you took out that thank you because along the journey, I'm really still praying and hoping that people don't sit back now, but more support as you journey and you reign for this year. Thank you so much for your time. Any last words you'd like to leave?
Thank you, Luco. You've been amazing. I was telling my mom on the way here that I was so excited. I'm so excited to be here because this was my first radio interview, by the way, as a Miss Gauteng exclusive finalist. And I'm back here as the Miss GE queen. So thank you so much, Luco. You're amazing.
Oh, man. Thank you. And God bless. Thanks to you guys. Thanks to mommy. And all the best, my lovey.
Thank you so much, Luco.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.